not gonna lie, next time I'm in the gym, I'm thinking about
going on. No, I'm thinking.
Hi, this is Lance Treadwell from Albany, New York. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Perfect.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show Traveling Series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture in Austerlitz, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture.
Do you like a little ukulele? Ukuleles Unleashed is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Carmen Borgia hosts the live segment, and John Sturman spins the finest ukulele music from every nook and cranny of our crazy old earth. So, if you're like me and you like a little ukulele, tune in to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC 90.7 FM the third Tuesday of every month from 8 to 10 p.m. or find us later in the archive at WGXC.org. Hear Ukuleles Unleashed.
Fear's got me living with the lights out, chained down like a prisoner in my own house. Shame cycles like a deadly medication. I try but I can't change my situation. Cause that liar comes to rob my joy. Yeah, I'm bruised but I'm not destroyed. I'm rising like an army and you're gonna hear the sound. I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. What the enemy stole. You can't speak your lies over my family now. You can't break the promises that I'm standing on. And got a flex to put you back in your place now. My name is all I gotta say. Jesus, I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul.
He don't own my soul.
I'm taking back what the enemy stole.
Everything you took from me in the name of the one who is peace, the one who heals our disease, the only reason that I am free, that name is Jesus, Lord of lords and King of kings, Jesus, the name that makes the demons flee. I want it all now, we're taking it back now, yeah, you know it's going down when you hear the sound. I'm calling the angels down,
I'm storming the gates of hell, tell the devil he don't own my. Taking back what the enemy
what the stole. Enemy stole.
I'm raising the battle cry.
I'm raising
I'm
the
holding the banner high.
I'm waving
with the power
high.
Of the Holy Ghost. I'm taking back what the enemy
what
stole.
The enemy stole.
Yes, beloved, take it all back. Take it all back what the enemy stole. Oh, my Lord. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I decree and declare I'm taking it back. Hallelujah. How about you? You can decree and declare it too. I'm taking it back. Luke 10 and 19 tells us that Jesus Christ gave us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing but enemies will hurt us. So go ahead and take it back. Amen. That was Brother Torrin Wells with our opening selection. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist from Overcomer Ministries International Church. I'm not here by myself. Oh, no. I got Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise be to God. And our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. Glory to God. How you doing this morning, Brother Randall?
I am doing well, and good morning, Brightsiders, to another episode of the most motivational, inspirational, and soul-stirring show on radio, The Bright Side.
Yeah, hey. To God be the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, the most inspirational, motivational. I love that. Your check is in the usual place. To God be the glory. Listen, we do come with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Praise be to God. We have a lineup for you today. And praise be to God. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here. We got seven songs, 31 minutes of back-to-back music. Coming up is New Thing from Family Music featuring Montez Moore. Breakthrough with Eddie James. Look at God. Corinne Hawthorne, Walk on Water, Lena Bird, Miles, More Than Able, Elevation Worship featuring Chandler Moore and Tiffany Hudson, It's Gonna Be Bigger, J.J. Hairston featuring DeMarcus Kelly and Janae Jones, and Live Again by Kalante Gavin. After that, beloved, I'm going to come back with my spiritual, social commentary for today. April 28th in the year of our Lord Jesus, 2024. This is Pastor Kim, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. Mr. Maestro, let the music play.
Here we go.
And mercy will follow me through every deep valley. You're doing a new thing in me. You found me down this old road all my days. To you I owe surrender. You're doing a new thing in me. Joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah. I got a peace that I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy.
Almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, for what I want to.
You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough.
You believe that he's the God of your breakthrough. Clap your hands up high and shout breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Oh, you are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know. Strongholds break,
and I pray through.
So I'm gonna praise you. You are the God.
You are the God of the breakthrough.
Somebody shout breakthrough! Yes, say you are the undefeated one.
My
light
and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies, and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
I declare that you have. The devil is under your feet. So
omnipotent, almighty,
defender,
my victory,
my refuge,
the one I run to.
You are the God.
You are the God of the breakthrough.
You believe that he's the God of your breakthrough. Clap your hands up high and shout breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Oh, you are the God of the
breakthrough.
When I can't see my way, I really don't know what to do. I look to you.
Won't
fall down
when I shout through.
Strongholds break when I pray through. So I'm
gonna pray.
You are the God.
You're the God
of the breakthrough.
You are the God.
You are the God
of the breakthrough.
When I can't see my way through, I really don't. Jericho walls are falling to death.
Strongholds
break.
I'm
going to
pray.
You are
the God. You are the God of the breakthrough.
Somebody shout breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. I declare at this crusade that this is the season for your breakthrough. You're going to need transformed. You're going to need changed. By the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the Holy Spirit, receive your breakthrough. Breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul.
sitting here count my blessings. Ain't no need for stressing in my life. My enemies, they might form weapons. Yeah, but I know I'm protected by the blood, protected by the love of God. Grace and mercy, all his favor, keeps taking me higher, just like skyscrapers. And every time I turn around, you keep blessing me, blessing me, yeah, yeah.
Take no credit. He's the one. forgive all of the great things you did. When did I throw away faith for the impossible? How did I start to believe you weren't sufficient for me? Why do I talk myself out of seeing miracles? You are more than able.
WGXD 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is The Bright Side, The Bright Side somewhere right here with me on WGXD, WGXD.org, online all the time. Yes, beloved, we're here with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul on The Bright Side. I'll be back in a moment with my spiritual social commentary for today.
You are more than able. Who am I to deny what the Lord can do? Hey, it's easy for you.
Now I see all that I have. Oh, I got my confidence back.
Yes, beloved, who am I to deny what the Lord can do? Who are we? Who are you? Who are we? God can do anything but fail. Praise be to God, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, and I just got a few thoughts of my own that I want to share with you. These are not the thoughts of the management or the ownership of this station, but these are the thoughts that I have this morning. And who am I to deny what the Lord can do? I am here unapologetically to lift up the name of Jesus the Christ and the Father, hallelujah, of all, who sent him to save us from the sins of the world, the penalty that is associated with our rebellion towards God, our denial of God and in various ways. So I give God thanks this morning. I'm not here on my own. I do believe that I have been called and sent by God to share, praise the Lord, with things I hear and experiences of my life and the lives that I've been able to touch and reach and lives that have touched my life. Amen. So you hear a little bit of that in the songs. You know, we come from week to week, the songs and the messages. And so in preparing for today, I was seeking God, hallelujah, about what I should share on today. So much going on in the world and so much going on in our individual communities. And the thing that kept resonating in my heart and my spirit was God alone. God alone. And it brought me to this song. I don't even have the name of the singer, but the lyrics are, "You are not a God created by human hands. You're not a God dependent on any mortal man. You're not a God in need of anything we give. By your plan, that's just the way it is. You are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and the bad, you are on the throne, and you are God alone. You're the only God whose power none can contend. You're the only God whose name and praise will never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we give. You are God, and that's just the way it is. Unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable. You are God alone." Hallelujah. Man is more than able, beloved. Listen, the Bible primarily emphasizes the existence of God and that God is one God. It's monotheistic, one God. Amen. And hallelujah. However, it acknowledges the existence of other gods. And, you know, talking about God alone, I just wanted to look at some of the verses that talk about the existence of other gods, which the Bible does not deny. In Exodus 23, God says, "You shall have no other gods before me." This implies the acknowledgement of other gods and emphasizes the supremacy of God, the one true and living God, who reveals himself to people group he named Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 17, it says, "For the Lord your God is God and Lord of lords, God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes." Hallelujah. In Psalm 82 and verse 1, it said, "God resides in the great assembly. He renders judgment among the quote-unquote gods." And so this depicts that there's a divine council where God presides over other spiritual beings, often referred to as gods, and indicating that there is a hierarchy, hallelujah, in the structure of the heaven. In Psalm 96 and verse 5, it says, "All the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord Jehovah made the heavens." This verse distinguishes the gods worshiped by other nations and the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and 5 and 6, it says, "Even if they are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and from whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live." Also tells us that in the beginning, book of John chapter 1, that the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word came and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Came in flesh. Beloved, in Isaiah 44 and 6, it says, this is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. The Bible clearly emphasizes the supremacy of one true God. It also acknowledges the existence of other gods, but it also highlights the limitations of other gods that are worshipped by various cultures. In Psalm 115, verse 4 and 8, it says, their idols are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but do not speak, eyes but cannot see, ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, and feet but cannot walk. Ah, and the others, hallelujah, they have no throat that utters sounds. Those who make them will be like them, and so will also those who trust in them. And so, beloved, the Bible tells us of the limitations of idols and gods that are made by human hands to be worshipped and to be implored. In Jeremiah chapter 10 and 5, it says, like a scarecrow in a cucumber field, their idols cannot speak. They must be carried. They cannot walk. Do not fear them. They can do no harm. They cannot do any good either. There are Bibles that directly and indirectly address the futility and ultimate insignificance of these false gods. In Isaiah 2 and 18 and 20, it says, the idols will totally disappear. People will flee to caves in the rocks and to the holes in the ground from the fearful presence of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty when he shakes the earth. And in Jeremiah 10 and 11, it says, tell them this, these gods who did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. Beloved, I'm here to deliver the message that there is God and God alone who is worthy of our praise and who we can trust. In the Word of God, it tells us about contests. Amen. One of the epic contests was in the book of Exodus when Moses was sent to Pharaoh. And it was a contest between Pharaoh and the gods he served and the God of Moses. And gave a great deliverance to the people of Israel after 400 years of bondage and servitude. There's another text in the Bible that talks about in the book of Kings about Elisha, the prophet. Hallelujah. And his contest with the prophets of Baal God. And he said, look, you call on your gods, I'll call on my God. And the God that answers by fire is God. And truly, beloved, he taunted them and they had their time and their time again. And then God rose and showed up, beloved. Hallelujah. Listen, beloved, I'm here to say, yes, God, yes, you go. God, you are God alone. There is no other God for us, beloved. We believe in God, the one true and living God. Then let us believe in the one true and living God. Let us take him at his word. Let us not mix and mingle, but let us stay steadfast and immovable, unshakable, and unstoppable. If we hold on to God's unchanging hand, he won't let go of us. As a matter of fact, if we try to go to the left or to the right, I pray that the Spirit will hold us in the center of his will. He tells us there's going to come a time when he's going to rise up and shake the earth. And hallelujah, we want to be standing in the place of protection when he does. God and God alone. Who are you calling on for your help? God and God alone. Who is there for you when you're in the midst of dark days and can't see the light? God and God alone. Even when we wasn't thinking about him, he was thinking about us. He has us on his mind, and he has us on his mind right now. And if we surrender, he'll hold us in the hollow of his hand. He'll walk with us and he'll talk with us, and he will confirm for us that we are his own. He is God and God alone. This is Pastor Kim, hallelujah, your perpetual optimist on this Sunday, April 28th, as the celebration of Passover continues until Tuesday. Praise the Lord. What's so special about Israel? Well, that's just the way it is. God revealed that among all these cultures and among all these gods, there is truly one true and living God, God of all gods, Lord of all lords, King of all kings. We call him Jehovah. We call him Yahweh, El Shaddai, Adonai, many names he is known, but he is God and God alone. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm on my way, hallelujah, to the remainder of the day. We got some music for the heart, the mind, and the soul coming right at you. I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the music play. Praise be to God.
I know you've been broken, I know you've been suffering, gone through tough times, but you will live again. I know you've been hoping, praying and fasting, waiting to hear an answer from heaven, but you will rise again. Oh, this time, you're gonna be greater.
Be stronger.
He only tests you for a while. Now he's about to make you smile. It's gonna be better. And almost destroying you, but you will live again. God didn't forget, here comes the shift, but you will rise again. This time, you're gonna be.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my
Sister Cece Winans, praise be to God. Yes, beloved, all my life God has been faithful, gotten us so this far, hallelujah, and he's gonna take us all the way. Don't quit in the dip. I don't care how dark the day, how low the clouds may hang. There is a bright side somewhere, beloved. You got to hang in there. You got to hang in there with God and God alone. Want to say happy Passover again to our Jewish brothers and sisters. Hard to say happy Passover right now with all that is going on in Israel and here in the U.S. because of what's going on in Israel. Let us continue to keep them in our thoughts and our prayers and, you know, opportunities that God presents for us to be of assistance, support, help, aid. Let us seize those opportunities. Amen. Let us be open and sensitive as they come. I want to congratulate Pastor Alan Williams of the Shallow Baptist Church. He had his fourth pastoral anniversary celebration on last Sunday morning, and it was just tremendously blessed. So happy for the Shallow Baptist Church family. And also want to say congratulations to Pastor Gloria Jimson of the Payne Amy Church in Chatham, New York, who will be retiring this week from pastoral ministry. So today is her last day in the pulpit as pastor of Payne, and just can't wait to get over there and share with them today. It's been such a blessing and is such a blessing to the people of God and to the community. And so congratulations, Pastor Gloria, on work well done, well done. Beloved, Thursday, May 2nd is National Day of Prayer, and we have been holding National Day of Prayer observances at the Columbia County Courthouse. This year, we're going to push the date back a little bit, looking at May 25th. So we'll be giving you more information about that. Many of our team members will be traveling to the conference where Pastor Gloria is going to be retiring. And so our team and our committee won't be around. We won't be around for May 2nd. But we are going to have our day of prayer here as well. But listen, that doesn't keep you from lifting up our nation in prayer. The Word of God tells us that we are to pray for our leadership. And our leaders do, those especially who have good sense, they ask for the prayers of the people. Amen. And so, yes, let us remember to pray. In 1 Timothy 2, it says, first of all, I urge you to pray and make supplication and intercession and thanksgiving for all people and for those in high positions, that we may lead peaceable and quiet lives, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. So let us pray for those in leadership and authority. It's so easy to tear things down. So easy. Amen. Just look at a toddler going around the house causing havoc and tearing things down. But when it's time to put it back up, it's a little bit more difficult, right? So let us remember those who say yes to the call of leadership, and let us pray for them. Not pointing a finger, because there's three more pointing back at us, but seeking God and God alone for the wisdom and the strength to make it through to the other side. Want to also remember, remind you that Mother's Day is coming up. For those of you who still have moms available to share and lavish love upon, encourage you, remember them. If you got to send a card or a gift or flowers, you know, and you got the ability to do that, do that. Hallelujah. Amen. Because ain't none of us here without a mama that brought us into this world, right? Honor your mother and your father, that the days that the Lord gives you in the land may be long, and that he will prosper you in it. This is a promise of God. Hallelujah. Commandment with a promise. The only one that gives a promise. There's a reason. All right, beloved. Well, listen, this is Pastor Kim, and I'm getting ready to get up out of here. Happy birthday to all you April babies. And the next time we speak, we'll be in the merry, merry month of May. Till we meet or speak again, enjoy God, enjoy your life. And remember, there is a bright side somewhere. Our last song for today is It's Gonna Be a Good Day, Forrest Frank. Decree and declare with me. It's going to be a good day. God bless you.
We can set us free. Take rest, cause the living God is living in my chest. Every day I wake up feeling
even if I don't, I see it as a test. Cause I was lost until you found me. Now I know you're